Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Coopersmith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
So, Captain Lee, after you have Dolores leave the boat, Zach, the second engineer, takes her back to shore in the tender.
I knew she wasn't going to go peacefully.
No.
I mean, when you hear that she has jumped into the water again from the tender.
I was standing on the app deck watching it. I knew she was going to. She was going to get the last f*** you in.
It would be pretty ironic if I jumped in the water right now, wouldn't it?
Eduardo, let's get out of here.
Copy that.
Dolores hopped off the tender.
She hopped off the tender? God damn it.
I should have run her back. I wouldn't have stopped to pick her back up.
It was the second time off the tender that really I had just owned it. Like, and I was all like, bring it in. That is some great badass shit right there.
Had I been Zach, I would have done what Eddie would have done. I don't know where the little boat was at the time. But if she didn't swim to it, the little boat sure as hell wasn't going to go back and pick her ass up. You want to get out of the water? Swim. You're the dumbass that jumped in. And it's daylight now. You can see this boat from a long way off.
I wouldn't have turned around. I would have stopped the boat and been like, here I am. You can swim to me if you want.
It was your choice to jump.
Or it's a mile swim to shore. It's your choice.
So, Izzy, it seems like up to this point, you are enjoying being roommates with James.
Yeah.
Except when I walked in one night.
Here we go.
Oh my.
What's going on, Liz?
Is Elizabeth in here?
No, what are you talking about?
It is so like a filthy fucking hostel room. I will never ever forget the smell that was in that room. It was like when someone has like stretched their ear and they've got like that hole and they take the piercing out and this smell of like rotting flesh just like goes rabbits everywhere. It was disgusting. And we didn't have sex. Like, though I've been around the block, mate. Like, I've backpacked. Like, there was a sheet up. I know exactly what's going on. There was moisture. There was juices. It was so fucking
bad. It was a small room with no windows, okay? Like,
fucking disgusting. And then I went and climbed into Elizabeth's bed and there was biscuit crumbs.
There was a visitor in my room, so I'm sleeping in here.
Night. You know how men have a beard? And they like keep the like leftover bits of food in the beard. It's like a snack for later. I was like, is this what you're doing here? And then I was so mad. And I think when I woke up the next morning, I just did not give a fuck about being like quiet at all. Usually I like try and like tiptoe around and like be quiet, like good roommate. I was like fucking slamming on the door, like opening everything really loudly, like hoping I would wake him up. Salty. And then Elizabeth had the audacity to be like, why are you upset?
How are you feeling? Like,
grumpy. I'm ready to kill someone. I'm like, sick.
Not at all.
My excuse today is that f***ing choice.
I was like, listen, it's not that I lost 5 minutes of sleep. It's that I'm like sick and I don't want to have to walk, literally like walk into and then sleep into a room that smells like someone's sweaty, like infected butt crack. It was absolutely feral.
100% just lost track of time and yeah.
You should have done it on charter. You can go and do it in French, like someone else's bung off charter.
Oh, no, it was just bad. It was just bad timing, to be fair. She's only meant to come in for like 10 minutes. I don't even know what we were even talking about or whatever. Then I don't know. I don't know what just happened. And then next thing you know, Izzy walks in, you look at your phone, you think, for fuck's sake, I should have seen this coming, but...
Should have set an alarm. 10-minute quickie.
Okay, let's move on to the next question.
After she jumps in the water, you all have to do kind of like this shift schedule to make sure Dolores does not leave her cabin.
I've never had to stay up, ever, boat or not a boat, and, you know, make sure that a grown woman doesn't escape from her room.
Okay, here's the deal. I can't take the chance of her deciding she wants to go for a goddamn swim.
Copy that. Do you want someone to be directly outside her door the whole night?
Or at the top of the stairs.
I guess drank too much and got out of hand.
So now we all have to take posts and stay up.
And make sure she doesn't leave.
I make sure she doesn't leave.
So we're like in prison duty.
Yeah.
Him and Francesca are just sitting there, and I was like, what's going on? They're like, oh, Dolores has had like a fit, whatever, she jumped in the water. Now she's like been locked in a cabin. And, you know, they're all volunteering people for shifts. I don't even know if they did shifts, but I was like, it, like, might as well just do a shift.
I was pissed.
We all have to take shifts now.
But yours is at 3:30, okay?
And I need you to be up at 5 a.m.
You're like, you've got to get up at 5 o'clock. I'm like, do I? To do what? You're like, I've locked Dolores in her room and now she's unlocked it. And I'm like, what?
I swear, I've locked her in her room, like she's in jail or something. It was just chaotic that night.
You know, you've got guards that are on watch, like, you know, patrolling outside, like, the prison cells, like, making sure no one escapes and, like, everyone's behaving themselves and blah, blah, blah. But it's like you don't expect to do that for, like, a 40-something-year-old woman.
That night, I was obviously with Dolores when she jumped in the water, and then when Eddie and Francesca were talking about who's going to stay up, who's going to do this, I said to Eddie, I was like, Eddie, I'm wide awake. I'm more than happy just to stay up and then just sit on the couch and just scroll through my Instagram or whatever else. I don't know. I think it must have needed me up the next day.
That was the best part about being awake so late at night is obviously no one's using the internet. It's usually so slow, but it was so fast. So, yeah, I did that shift and then we all know what happened after that. I went downstairs and was accosted by the grossest smell I've ever smelt in my entire life. Rob, let's talk about you and Francesca.
Oh, let's.
Tell me more about this lobster crab boil.
Well, it's just like a messy seafood feast, I think.
All right.
Do you know how to fly fish?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to learn to fly fish, but I couldn't find anyone to teach me.
That sucks.
My first impressions of Francesca was here is a hardworking, refined person who looks like they have full charge of the interior, who demands and is rewarded respect, and who I will work as hard as I possibly can to make sure their job is as easy as possible. I was really attracted to her work ethic and the way she carried herself. I think she's a very respectable person. I'll draw some more of my feelings.
I think he was really shy and quiet.
But never anything like flirty or anything like...
Not romantically.
So did you say you're staying around here?
My flight right now is booked out on the 24th.
Oh, cool.
Just to kind of like decompress a little.
Are you going to Canada at all?
No.
Are your parents in Canada?
They are.
Yeah. But you're so close.
I know. Da, da, da. Yeah.
He's brought up in a really polite and respectful way, and he's not as forward as James is, you know.
Yeah.
James is. It's like, you know, anyone with legs and hair would walk past.
Thank
so
you.
It's not like,
whoa, what's going on here?
I just wanted to show them off. By the way, I think there might be a chance you could be sharing rooms with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're single?
No, just kidding. Yikes! Probably the type of person that would buy you a drink first or like get you a coffee or, you know, do something. A nice gesture rather than just go, oh, yeah, you've got legs.
She hasn't tried to slide into my DMs or anything else. And I've completed my thoughts on Francesca.
He would be like a good brother.
Yeah. I think so too. Good wingman.
Good wingman. Good wingman. Good brother.
Majestic birds and a sun.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to bravotv.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long.
You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.